Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's our 27th year on the air, bringing you the latest cool consumer tech all the way into tomorrow. This for the weekend of Friday, April 15th. 2022, the Friday date, Good Friday, and this weekend, of course, Passover, for those who celebrate Passover, hopefully having a happy Passover, and a very happy Easter for those celebrating Easter this weekend. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Yes, indeed. We got some tech news and commentary, an email, why didn't he call, from Jeffrey coming up, among other things, but first...
YouTube TV is testing support for Dolby 5.1 surround sound on Google TV, Android TV, and Roku devices. In a tweet, the platform said 5.1 audio will launch over these devices next if, quote, everything runs smoothly during the test.
Oh, nice. Well, at least they put that asterisk in there.
Yeah. If you were hoping to get surround sound while watching YouTube TV on your Apple TV, Fire TV, Xbox, or PlayStation, however, you'll have to wait a little bit longer.
Oh.
The platform says it's still working internally and with partners to get 5.1 support on those platforms. YouTube TV currently supports 5.1 surround sound on Samsung, LG, and Vizio TVs, as well as traditional Chromecast streaming devices.
Interesting. Boy, surround sound, though, would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
If it works out, as they say. Video sharing app TikTok's advertisement revenue is likely to triple this year to more than $11 billion. Must be nice.
Is that with a B?
Yes. Exceeding the combined sales of its rivals Twitter and Snap. According to research firm Insider Intelligence.
Well, and I always forget about Snap when I'm talking about social media.
Yeah, I know, me too. I'm not on Snap.
Well, because unless you're a teenage girl, you don't really use Snapchat.
I'm definitely not a teenage girl. Yeah. So there you go. I don't use Snap. But $11 billion, yes, with a B, dollars, this year.
Yikes.
And, I mean, it's bad enough that they're all bombarding us with ads to begin with, but no wonder. And, of course, they're outpacing growth-wise not only in advertising, but in users over Twitter and Snap and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, and I haven't even been – I mean, I talked about that. I'm not on Facebook very often anymore. I haven't even been on TikTok very much anyway because it's just getting boring. It's the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
Different people trying the same trend over and over and over again.
Yeah. And when I do occasionally, I find maybe once a week – in a bored moment, or I can't quite fall asleep, worst time to be on your phone anyway. But I may go to TikTok just to see. But you're right. It's the same thing. I find myself swipe up, swipe up, swipe up. It's like, okay, done. You know, nothing, I can't say nothing, but rare do you find something new and innovative and different. But I'm on TikTok, so there you go. Follow me.
That's new and innovating and different.
Nah, not really.
But do you take us into tomorrow?
I do.
Okay.
A couple of times. Forget foldables, by the way. Samsung could launch a new type of foldable this year with a scrolling, flexible screen.
See, I was waiting for like an accordion screen.
That'd be kind of funny. I don't know how they'd get rid of those folds, though. Samsung might have an entirely new foldable to show off later this year. Tom's Guide says they're not just talking about the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 4 or the Galaxy Z Flip 4, but also a completely fresh design that may use a scrolling display. The presence of a third model may have been figured out from code names reportedly revealed to Galaxy Club. Those three code names are B4, Q4, and N4.
Okay.
There you go. Now you have the code names and see what may end up coming of it.
Yeah. T-Mobile detailed plans to launch more affordable prepaid plans under a new consumer brand, targeting customers who do not consume great amounts of data. The Connect by T-Mobile brand will offer plans priced at $10 to $35 per month and include free caller ID and an app that blocks spam calls.
Woohoo!
The plans are available in the operator's own stores and multi-carrier retailers across the U.S.
Interesting. That kind of reminds me of... Go ahead.
So it seems like they're trying to compete more with people like TracFone and, and all the other prepaid services.
True. But along those lines, a little 5G update. C-band spectrum could help AT&T and Verizon try to catch up and equal T-Mobile's download speeds on 5G connections. They're not there yet, but they're trying to catch up with T-Mobile. That according to an Open Signal analysis, although T-Mobile continues to hold a wide lead overall, Verizon's use of the frequencies has a greater impact due to its larger C-band network. But the one clearly covering the U.S. more than AT&T or Verizon continues to be T-Mobile at this moment. Now, what that means for us T-Mobile customers is that they're going to have to up their game because AT&T and Verizon, remember, there's only three cellular carriers. Those three. That's it. Everybody else, if you say, oh, no, I'm on this or that. Well, guess what? They all use one of the three.
And, of course, I'm waiting for either T-Mobile or Verizon to launch their 5G home internet service in my area. I'm on the waiting list for both.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get rid of Comcast. And, you know, I see 5G towers, you know, all over my neighborhood. I don't know whose towers they are.
Are they in your community?
Nothing in my community yet.
But
there's
close.
Some down the street, so, you know, but...
Yeah, but you need many more 5G towers. And how do you know it's a 5G tower? It looks like...
A big flat-top Q-tip.
Yeah, flat-top Q-tip. Sometimes black or gray, usually. Sometimes white. Saw another white one the other day. But
although I talked on the show a few weeks ago about a new thing, I guess, I think it was AT&T, whatever, it was testing a little device to go on top of like street light poles that are almost like repeaters for 5G.
Yeah, which they need. You need many more 5G towers, if you will, antennae, than you have had to use with 4G and 3G cellular.
And the problem is, in my little town, it seems to me like the whole town is like a dead zone for T-Mobile, which is, of course, what I have. Mm-hmm. And I'm just afraid that they've been putting so much emphasis on growing the 5G network that they've kind of ignored the LTE network that most of us are still on.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. Hopefully they'll get the big picture.
Yeah.
Chris will plead with you. Yeah. All right, so here's an email from Jeffrey, who's joining us from We Have No Idea and listens to the show he didn't bother to say.
No.
Well, that's why we want you to call in, because we prompt you for that information, but let's go with his email anyway.
Well, he says, hi, Dave and Chris. I just upgraded to Windows 10, and I've found that certain functions work only with Internet Explorer.
Hmm.
The system is not able to do certain functions unless it is with Explorer. I do have Edge. However, it does not seem to work.
Oh.
Is there a way that Explorer will work inside Edge? And he also adds, my granddaughter would love the sensation, and my feet would feel great with the Reflex 5.
Well, those are two very valuable prizes, so maybe you get one.
Or maybe if you call in with your next question over the next couple of
weeks. Oh, that's true. This is an email.
Right. We might be, because we always say that you have to be heard on the air.
To win prizes, especially the good stuff. Oh, good point. So, yeah, Jeffrey, call in with a question or comment and tell us about your granddaughter. Or how good your feet would feel.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Internet Explorer is dead. Even Microsoft's own Teams video conferencing product, which saw a big surge in popularity in the early days of the pandemic, stopped supporting Internet Explorer in November of 2020.
Yeah, Microsoft has even set a sunset date for Internet Explorer of June of this year, meaning that it will be fully taken offline and will not be supported in any way going forward. So if you still have it installed, it will likely continue to work until one day it just doesn't anymore from lack of maintenance. Now, I'm not sure what system functions you use that would require Internet Explorer. It's very much a legacy product, so nothing built recently or especially built by Microsoft should require it anymore.
Yeah. Let us know, Jeffrey, with a phone call. And then we'll see if we can't get one of those cool things, maybe for your granddaughter. Won't you be the best granddad if you get her Singsation, something like that? Check it out at intotomorrow.com.